Our headquarters is basically gone. It destroyed our shops and our office. Luckily, we were able to get in right after the tornado hit and recover the computers and some really necessary information that we needed to, you know, continue doing business as usual. But as far as our facility's completely destroyed, yeah.
And does that include a lot of the equipment that you had there?
Most of our equipment, luckily, was out in the field, rented out to customers. So we had probably maybe 25% of our inventory in the yard, and out of that, we had damage to maybe half of what we had in the yard. So we came out really fortunate to be a direct hit from a tornado. We didn't lose as much as you would have thought, you know.
But no one was in the office at the time?
No, we had sent everybody home about an hour and a half before the storm hit. That way everybody had time to go get prepared. So we had actually evacuated the area well ahead of the storm coming.
So what are your intentions? You're going to rebuild?
Absolutely. We've already moved what we could over to the facilities we were using prior to purchasing this property. So we're going to set back up there temporarily and keep doing business as usual, and we'll rebuild right here in the same spot. As soon as the insurance adjusters are done, we'll start knocking stuff up down and piling it up and get ready to start over.
Yeah, what do you figure the loss is? If you put a dollar amount on it, ballpark-wise.
Oh, man, it's really hard to say right now, but just in my property, we're probably looking at $500,000 to $750,000 just on my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Anybody going to lose their job out of this, because you won't be able to get back right away? No?
No, absolutely not. We, our company's in a really good position to withstand this. We've prepared. We like to say we've prepared for hard times. So, we're not going to lose. Nobody's going to lose their job over this.
That's good. Josh, tell me a little bit about the company's history. How long have you been in business, and how much of an area? I think you've got an office in Hobbs, New Mexico, right?
Yes. I started this company in 2005, and we've slowly built it up, and we opened another location about a year ago in Hobbs, New Mexico, and we've really been blessed. The business has been really good despite the market being down. We've actually fared pretty well, so been able to grow and prosper, you know, in a pretty major downturn.
So how many employees do you have now?
We have approximately 22 employees, and then we have roughly 60 to 70 contractors that are contracted to us that work through us also.
Yeah, so the impact of this storm is far more than just a few people.
Absolutely, yes. If you see the path it took, there are literally hundreds of people just that I was able to see yesterday that were out here cleaning and trying to assess damage. It touched a lot of people, and that's just what I can see on our little block. You know, they've got a housing addition across the highway from us, which is, you know, this area down here where the commercial area that it hit was pretty much evacuated before. The housing area that it hit, much more significant. You know, you had families in there trying to hide from the storm, and that was a lot worse across the highway where it got the houses.